Hi, it's Jerry here, Uninformed Guides. How are you going? Today we're talking about vermouth. Now, vermouth is basically fortified wine. There's lots of actual different types of fortified wine. As you know, here at Uninformed Guides, we don't do the research for you. So I'm not really sure what the difference is between all of them. I can tell you a few of the brand names, but I don't really know how they're all different. But there's Cinzano, Martini, then there's all the Amaros and Amarettos and all those other, I think they're fortified wines. Anyway, what I'm talking about is homemade vermouth. Right, where did vermouth come from? Well, a long, long, long time ago, before there were fridges and electricity, wine used to be made and then stored and then drunk. Now, if any of that process was interrupted, mainly it wasn't drunk, it could go off. So if you had lots and lots of wine, it was sitting in a shed, and then you had a bit of a heat wave, all that wine could heat up a little bit, and it just doesn't taste any good anymore. So what they decided in the old days was, let's not tip it down the drain. Let's add some spirit to it to kill the old terrible flavour, but then let's add some herbs and spices to give it a new flavour. And that was the birth of vermouth, maybe. So, how do you make vermouth in your house? Well, the first thing you need is wine. Now, traditionally it's always white wine, occasionally red, but white seems to be the main one. So you need some white wine. Now, this is where you do not want to worry about what wine you're using. The cheaper, the better. You will be masking its flavour with spirits and herbs and spices until you have no idea what the base flavour would have been like of that wine. So do not use good wine. Do not buy good wine. Just use up some old white wine that you got lying around that you think might have gone off. All right, how do you make the vermouth? Well, first of all, you need to buy all your herbs and spices. Now, with vermouth, there's lots and lots of different choices. The main ones are the real aromatic ones. The base ones are generally gentian root and, oh, what's the other one now? I've forgotten what the other one is. See, that's why this is uninformed. Let's just continue on. Then you can get all the basic spices like star anise and cinnamon, I don't know, cardamom seeds, anything. Anything with a bit of aroma to it. If you do a bit of a search on the internet, you'll find plenty of sites that list you plenty of different recipes for vermouth. What I did when I made mine was wrote down exactly how much I put of everything in, and then I made a batch. Tried it, thought, it's okay, needs a bit more of this or that, and then I just adjusted it over time. It's the best way to go. There's no use trying to get the perfect one to start with. Just make like a 750 litre bottle, first of all, and take it from there. The fortification happens with a plain spirit. Now, the plainest of spirits is probably going to be a vodka. Make sure you get an unflavoured vodka. And once again, don't get a good one. Just get a cheap one because all those herbs and spices that you're going to throw in there are going to kill off that flavour of the vodka anyway. Because that's not what you're trying to make. You're not making vodka, you're not making white wine, you're making vermouth. So, there's two ways of doing it. The simple way, I think it's the simple way, and the harder way. Let's start off with the harder way. The harder way is you pour some of the vodka into a jar. Then you add your mix of herbs and spices. You leave them in that jar for about 2 weeks. You shake it occasionally, you stir it, you watch it, and you just let it do its thing. Now, that doesn't sound very hard, but it's not instant gratification that we're all getting used to in these times. So the method I use is the heat up the white wine method. So what you'd want to do is you get a couple of cups of the white wine, pour them into a saucepan, and heat it up. Don't quite get it to the boil, but get it to, you know, quite a hot temperature. Then throw in your herbs and spices. Give them a good stir, let them seep, and then leave it sitting there and let it cool down for half an hour or so. Doesn't have to be too long, just long enough for that flavour to kind of infuse in the hot wine. Once that's all done, Then you strain out all your herbs and spices, pour the remainder, the wine into a bottle, the rest of the wine, and then add your vodka. I kind of do like 1 to 5. So 1 cup of vodka to 5 cups of wine. But like I said, this is an experimentation. It's a movable recipe. You can change it each time. Just give it a go and see what you think of it. And that's basically it. Bottle it up. I keep it in the fridge. No real reason. It should last a year or two, mainly because it's got the fortification. And that is why vermouth was invented, so that that type of wine would last longer. So, congratulations, you now know how to make vermouth. Of course, anything to do with alcohol, be careful of, don't let children do it, etc., etc., etc. This is more information than a how-to. It's a guide. Oh, that's a how-to. But it's uninformed. So anyway, thank you for listening once again to Uninformed Guides, where we don't do the research for you.